And what would you call this place where you grew them?
Garden.
That's the only term I would use.
If something isn't, if a bill, for instance, isn't a counterfeit, it's what?
Genuine.
And what about this stuff that you pour on top of pancakes?
Syrup.
And this is something, not jam, but?
Jelly.
That fruit that's given to, that supposedly brought, the student brought what to the teacher? He brought a...
apple?
Yes, but he brought, say it in a sentence, he brought...
He brought an apple to the teacher.
Thought I might, you might say a apple. someone says that, talking about a group of boys, someone says, which boys? And you point over there, you say...
those.
Those what? Say,
those boys.
If someone asks you in which direction something is, you say, it's...
that way.
Or it's... oh,
over there.
You never use this away, do you?
No, except unless I've been watching Westerns.
If you didn't hear someone, just briefly, not necessarily with great politeness, but you might just say, you didn't hear what I said, you might say.
I beg your pardon, I presume. Maybe just, huh?
Yeah. Would you say, huh? I mean, do you think you might use, huh?
Or I hope not, no. Okay. Again, unless it were humorous.
How about the center of a cherry? The
stone.
How about the center of a peach?
Pit.
Pit. Peach that the meat does not easily separate from the stone is called a, what kind of a peach, you know?
Cling stone, I presume. I never thought of it until you brought that up.
And one that separates easily?
No name.
Never heard of a freestone. I mean, that's no. Freestone peach, that's the other.
Heard of cling stone, never
okay.
Freestone.
Okay, how about the center of an apple, unedible part? The
core.
Or the inedible part? Pieces of dried apple, do you have any name for that? Ever hear the word snits?
No.
The hard outer shell of a walnut. The hard outer covering. And in, within that, the outer cover of the...
kernel, I presume.
And the most popular nuts probably in America.
Peanuts. How far south do you have to go to get goober?
Do you make any, do you ever call them goobers yourself?
No.
Okay, any distinction between those bought, shelled, and those not? Those in the shell and those out of the shell? Did you make any distinction?
As far as naming them?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, how about you buy a dozen of these and make juice from them?
Orange.
If you're out of them, you might say the oranges are all
gone.
These are small red vegetables. You put salt on them.
Tomatoes?
No, smaller than that.
Mm-hmm. Vegetables. Oh, radishes.